I think that's the most magical part of this entire thing. I went expecting nothing but came back with so much. And it's funny how that happens sometimes. Sometimes the most insignificant of things creates a domino effect that changes your life. And that morning, when I woke up to do ticketing for the concert and decided absolutely impromptu that I needed to try to get tickets for Bangkok as well, that created a domino effect that has now changed my life.
Welcome to the Sum of Everything podcast, where we discuss a little bit of a lot of topics, ranging from spirituality to finance and everything in between. I'm your host, Aishwarya, a serial hobbyist with an unquenchable thirst for learning, especially through new experiences. In this podcast, we will scratch every itch of curiosity, explore various perspectives, step out of our comfort zone, and experience some of everything. Because after all, we are just that, a sum of all our experiences. So let's dive right in. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Sum of Everything podcast. After a largely inconsistent month of June with episodes, I have finally come to a place where I think I can consistently upload episodes in the month of July, and I hope to be able to do so. I have certain things planned, and hopefully everything will go according to order. But I thought that I would take this opportunity to give a little bit of insight into what made June so inconsistent. And I'm sure all of you have heard me say more than once that May was a really, really chaotic month for me. And in part, that was because I had two trips in May. One was a trip to my friend's wedding, which happened towards the end of May, but more towards the beginning of May, was a solo trip that I took to Bangkok. It was my first ever solo trip, and it was an international one, so it was really, really cool. I was both very, very excited and very nervous because, well, it was my first ever solo trip and it was an international trip. So I was going to have to figure it out on my own in a country that was not strictly speaking an English-speaking country, although most people do speak English over there and you can get by pretty well. But, you know, I was going there completely blind. Like, I hadn't even figured out what hello and thank you was in Thai. And this is despite me having tried to start learning Thai in, or rather, to be very honest, I had kept some kind of reminders to start learning Thai on Duolingo in February of this year, but that just absolutely did not happen. So I went there completely blind and did come back learning a couple of Thai words, the most common one being Sawadikap, which is hello. And I am completely blanking on what thank you is. But what I did learn is you add cup as a polite term if you are a female and kra if you are male. So it depends on who is speaking rather than who is being spoken to. This was explained to me by a very kind tour guide for one of the tours that I had taken in Bangkok. But anyway, let me rewind a little bit. I think I'm getting way ahead of myself. So I went to Bangkok from 8th to 14th of May, and it was somewhat like a birthday trip come the celebration of the first ever K-pop concert that I have ever attended. And I have so many amazing memories from that. So if you're listening to my podcast for the first ever time, then welcome. And I am a huge K-pop fan. But for those of you who know already, you know that I am a huge, and I mean a huge BTS fan. I'm ARMY through and through. And if you have kept up with the news, it is the most exciting time ever because all seven members are back from their mandatory military service and ready to put out new music.
And that gives me so much joy. It's been 3 years and we had their first ever OT7 Weverse live recently, a couple of days ago. And the only thing I could think of is, itni khushi, itni khushi. But yeah, so now that I've gotten the geek part of me, a little bit of it out of the way, coming back to why I actually took that solo trip. So sometime early this year, yeah, in Jan or so, J-Hope announced that he was going on a solo tour and he was going to start in Seoul and make his way across America and then come back to Asia. And one of the stops he was going to be performing in was Bangkok. So having missed the last BTS tour, which was August D's or Suga's solo tour, which also happened in and around Asia. So it definitely, there was stops in Bangkok and Jakarta. And it didn't even strike me back in 2023 that I could attend that. Just because they weren't coming to India didn't mean that I couldn't travel to attend their concerts. So when I did hear that a lot of people had done that, that they traveled to go to Bangkok to see their concerts, I made up my mind that the next time BTS member was traveling or was touring, I was definitely going to go attend their concert. So when J-Hope announced his solo tour, Hope on the Stage, I had made up my mind that I was definitely going to attend it. So after a nerve-wracking ticketing experience where I had two windows open, one for Jakarta, Indonesia, and one for the Bangkok show, I had planned entirely that I was going to attend the Jakarta concert. Somehow it just seemed more doable, the Indonesia concert. I hadn't even thought that I would go to Bangkok. But for whatever reason, that morning on the day of ticketing, I woke up and I said, you know what? I feel like I need to make an account for the ticketing platform that was selling the J-Hope tickets in Bangkok. So I did it. And I had both windows open because the ticketing was at exactly the same time. So it was super, super nerve-wracking. And it just, you know, the needle wasn't moving. If you have gone through ticketing for any K-pop concert or for a non-K-pop example, the Coldplay concert in India, you know how nerve-wracking that ticketing can be. So I was just waiting and hoping and praying, already having gone through this nerves when my sister was booking her tickets for the Seoul show, which she attended and had the time of her life in. So when the whole ticketing process was insane, and I somehow noticed that my Bangkok window was moving way faster than the Indonesia window. So I was like, hey, then Bangkok it is. I guess it doesn't matter because I think the concerts are happening a week from each other in those two locations. So I did end up getting the Bangkok tickets, which was amazing because I honestly thought at one point while I was clicking that button furiously that it wouldn't go through because it kept throwing up some kind of an error. And I was like, you know what? If it's meant to be, it will be. And somehow I managed VIP tickets. And oh my God, I was so excited. So I think I scored the ticket sometime in February and the concert obviously was in May. So then started the whole process of planning, booking the tickets, finding places to stay, accommodation. I thought, hey, I'm going to Bangkok. I might as well extend the trip and make it like a nice vacation. And I did try really hard to find people to go with. But somehow, it never occurred to me to ask some of my friends who weren't into K-pop to just accompany me or join me after the concert. So then it ended up being a solo trip, which I kind of had the intuition that it might be, even though I did ask a few friends, but none of them could make it at the end of the day. So, hey, it was the experience of a lifetime. And a solo trip was something that I'd always wanted to do, but I was always apprehensive for one reason or the other. And it's not the most confidence-inspiring thing when you hear all these stories about female solo travelers and things going awry in India specifically. So I thought almost that it was a better idea to go abroad for a solo trip. And it did turn out to be the most amazing time of my life so far. So I did get the tickets. I managed to book flights. And I decided that I wanted to stay at a hostel and experience hostel traveling, hostel, you know, backpacking kind of a thing. Although there was no way I was backpacking. I had a huge suitcase that one of my hostel mates, one of the other ladies in the hostel, that the dorm that I was staying in, made fun of, in fact. But more on that a little bit later. So I managed to book a hostel in the center of the city in Siam. And I was really looking forward to it because I knew I was going to be in the hostel room just to sleep, because I was definitely going to be out and about exploring the city and whatever sides the city had to offer. Spoiler, I barely explored the other sides the city had to offer. I largely stuck to my K-pop tour and a little bit of the markets. But again, more on that later. I wonder if the more on that later keeps you hooked. I want to say that it's interesting storytelling, the non-linear pattern. So anyway, I had my bags packed and I was super excited. I left for the airport very, very early. Like, I had a morning 5:50, 6 a.m. flight, and I was at the airport by midnight, because, you know, who's going to travel to the Bangalore airport in the middle of the night? Like, that's not happening. But I made sure to make it very obvious that I was traveling for the concert, because I had seen all of these videos about people finding each other on planes and at airports. And I was sure that there were going to be other people traveling from Bangalore to Bangkok for the concert. And I was right. On the bus from the terminal to the aircraft, I found three other girls who also had their BTS merch on display to announce loud and proud to anybody who would listen that we had managed to secure tickets for the J-Hope concert. And it was so, so fun, because we immediately started talking about BTS, obviously, and there was an immediate sense of kinship because we all stand the same group. Now, this was particularly special for me because A, these were girls who lived in Bangalore who were also K-pop fans. And I didn't really have as many K-pop fans in Bangalore, like friends to hang out with in Bangalore. And B, as I came to know later, they were all around my age, which meant that we enjoyed K-pop and BTS largely the same way. It also came to be that two out of the three girls that I met were also lawyers. So that was honestly serendipitous, in my opinion, because there was so much of a match in the wavelength intellectually and with interests and things like that. We came to know that we were all going to be attending the concert on the same day, which was day one of the concert. And I was so happy that there were other girls like me that I could potentially go see the concert with. So by the time we landed in Bangkok, we had already made plans to attend the concert together. Once we landed, actually, in Bangkok at the airport, we spotted so many other ARMYs with their BD21 merch hanging from their bags, wearing jackets, people actually carrying the artist-made merch. I know I spotted someone with the Boston Mute bag. Wow, that's one gorgeous piece of artistry. But anyway, so these three girls were meeting other people who were traveling from other cities in India to Bangkok, and they were all going to attend the concert together. So we sort of waited for them to land, and then we all met up at the food court, spent about 3 hours just chit-chatting. And by the end of that 3 hours, I felt so seen and so welcome about this eclectic taste of mine. Eclectic only because nobody else in my immediate surrounding was as crazy about K-pop as I am. my sister notwithstanding. And so it felt so good to meet other people who shared the same interests to the same level as I did and who enjoyed it the same way I did. And suddenly my solo trip wasn't so solo anymore. And that's exactly what I had wanted, that I would be on a trip, even though I was technically traveling alone, I would meet new people and make memories from the adventures I experienced on that trip. Now, these girls and I, we did attend the concert together. We hung out together. We even went to the BTS pop-up store together. It was all amazing because whatever I thought I would be doing solo, I ended up doing with a group of girls that I had just met. Except it didn't feel like a new friendship. It just felt like because we all stand the same group, we already belonged to this really welcoming secret society. I know it's not secret in any sense of the word. I mean, ARMY is such a huge presence everywhere on social media, in real life, everywhere. But you know what I mean, right? There was just this beautiful sense of belonging. And once the concert was over, which, by the way, I was so excited for, I got barricade. I got to stand close enough to be able to touch him. He did jump off the stage during the sound check. Oh my God, it was such an amazing experience. I can't believe I got to watch J-Hope, the king of performances, live. It was amazing. Wow, it was the best experience of my life so far. But apart from just enjoying the concert itself, I got to go and spend it with the new friends that I made. But even at the concert, met so many new people, met other Indians, people from different parts of the world who had come down. I made friends with this girl from Switzerland. And even at the pop-up store, which I went once again, I met another girl who was from the Philippines and other girls from different parts of the country. I made so many new friends and it just felt so good to connect with people who are all ARMY, who all stand the same group. I know I keep repeating this, but it's like for people who don't understand why this is such a big deal, imagine standing your favorite sports group team. Oh my God. Talking like a person who's never played sports rightfully. Imagine being a huge Arsenal fan and being in a country that does not know football or nobody around you appreciates football as much as you do. And suddenly you go to watch an Arsenal match or not even a match. You happen to be in the UK and you run into people who are all Arsenal fans, like an entire bar full of them. The excitement that you'd feel and the rush of adrenaline at having met a community, that is what it is. That's what it felt like. And it wasn't just these group of girls that I met on the way there, right? I also met other friends. And there was a huge WhatsApp group that was made with almost 97 people, if I'm not wrong. All of these women who were traveling from different parts of the country to watch the concert. And we, about 25, 30 of us, met up at a cruise afterwards on another one of the nights that I spent there. And we asked the people on the cruise to play BTS songs, and they also played some Hindi songs, which was damn awesome. Like, imagine listening to Tare Gin Gin on a cruise randomly in Thailand. Like, that is just crazy, but it happened. And there were other Indians on the cruise that were not part of our little Hope on the Stage group. And well, really, honestly, there's not much that needs to be said about Indians and Tare Gin Gin being played at any gathering, right? Like we definitely brought the house down and included some Thai women who really enjoyed themselves and wanted to dance with us on the Indian songs and did the hook steps with us. So we definitely got a few people on board the Punjabi song train. So that was awesome. But apart from the whole K-pop and the BTS aspect of it, my trip in Bangkok also opened me up to a different way of experiencing traveling, because I realized that I didn't have to see everything all the time. It was going to be according to what I wanted to do and how much I had in me to do, to see. So I had originally planned 3 guided tours. I only ended up going on one of them. But with this somehow inner knowing that, oh, you know, I'm going to go back to Bangkok anyway. I'll just do the other 2 tours another time. So yeah, I'm definitely going back for another K-pop concert, I'm sure. But I'm really glad that there is rumors about BTS coming to India. So, well, that's going to be awesome. But apart from that, right, I just knew that I was going to go back to Bangkok at some point. So I knew that I wasn't really missing out if I didn't go and see something. And that sort of took the edge off of traveling for me, because otherwise I am usually the kind of person who wants to see everything. And I feel like I have missed out if I have not seen something or gone to a museum or seen the temple. So although I didn't get to see the different temples and which are steeped in history, which, by the way, I really, really love, I did go to the floating market and the railway market, which is the Mekong railway market, very famous, where the train passes through the market and the market sort of like it collapses to allow the train to pass. So that was very exciting to watch. And I took so many videos. I shopped so much. Oh my God. I went to the Bangkok equivalent of Janpath or Sarojini, or for Bangaloreans, Commercial Street, but better, because it had amazing, amazing stuff at throwaway dirt cheap prices. And I promised myself that I would come back to buy some of the bags, because honestly, like, I could not have spent any more money on shopping than I already did. But it was amazing. And I traveled largely by bike taxis, which opened up a whole new arena for me, because I was sort of skeptical on getting on a bike if it's not somebody I know who's riding it. I love bikes. I'm such an adventurous person that way. Love being a pillion rider. Obviously can't ride one myself because my feet are never going to touch the ground if I'm actually sitting on the bike, but I love riding it. So I went on a lot of bike rides, which was amazing because the roads in Bangkok are beautiful and don't have as much traffic. So you actually got to move and feel the wind in your hair. And one of the best parts, or the worst part, depending on how you look at it, is traffic lights and rules are indicative, merely suggestive to people on bikes in Thailand. Because, and this is so dangerous, but they were zooming past red lights like they didn't exist. Like there were no traffic cops standing at these junctions. It was insane. Scary, but also a lot of fun, that I will admit. I also realized that I really, really, really like Thai food. I didn't know how much I liked Thai food until I went to Thailand and tried it. Because most of the time what you see in India is Thai red curry or a Thai green curry and a tom yum soup once in a while, right? But I had some of the best Thai food I've ever had in a market restaurant. I had this amazing coconut soup, which I didn't think I would like, honestly, but it was one of the few vegetarian dishes on the menu, and I ordered it, and it wasn't coconutty at all. It was this beautiful, light, citrusy broth that felt so good because it was rainy and cold, and it really kind of opened up the sinuses because it was lightly spicy, but not too spicy. Beautiful ginger. And it was just so, so good. And there's so much more to Thai food than the Thai red curry and Thai green curry. Not to say that these curries are not tasty, but what you get in India is so limited. And you have such amazing vegan options in Thailand. Of course, if you are allergic to mushrooms, then it's going to be a real problem. Like if you're vegan and you're allergic to mushrooms, then it's a real problem because then you're going to find it hard to find food. But as a mushroom and tofu lover, I had the time of my life. Also, coming to the hostel aspect of it, I think the whole reason that I wanted to stay in a hostel was so that I would meet new people and strike up conversations just to interact with people. And staying in a hotel room does not always give you the opportunity to do that. But I got exactly what I wanted by staying in a hostel, because randomly when I was stepping out one of the evenings, I struck up a conversation, or rather, this guy struck up a conversation with me. And we had a really nice, pleasant conversation. He was passing by from Australia to go back home to London. And he had decided that he would take a couple of weeks in Bangkok and just spend some time here. And he was very well traveled. He was a photographer, and he had taken these beautiful pictures, had spent a considerable number of days in India as well, had come to India and traveled, seen, you know, Leh, Ladakh, Delhi, Bombay, not really ventured to the south. But there was this beautiful exchange of ideas that had happened, where I told him about the cultural significance of being from South India versus being from North India, what it's like and why maybe people in India stared at him, because that was an experience he had apparently, where people really wanted to take pictures with him all the time. That kind of stuff. And he gave me his experiences of having traveled across Asia and his opinions on what it was like in every country that he visited. And through that conversation, actually, I learned that Indians were very privileged because we get to go to Bhutan without even a passport, whereas people who are not from India or not Indian passport holders have to actually apply to go to Bhutan, and the government would set up sort of like a travel guide tour for you, or you had to be visiting somebody, so you needed an invitation from them. So that felt really cool. Like, I didn't know that was a thing. And now I feel really stupid because I've spent like 5 years in Calcutta and never once went to Bhutan. But now it's on my list. Like, I'm going to go to Bhutan before this privilege of being an Indian passport holder could potentially get taken away. So that, and it also felt like, hey, that's one place my passport is more powerful than yours. So that was amazing. I also met another very sweet Japanese woman. Her name is Miko. And she was from Osaka. And I think somewhere it got lost in translation why she was there in the first place. But when I told her that I had come to Bangkok for J-Hope's concert, she was really shocked because she was like, I'm ARMY too. So that was really fun because she didn't know that there was a concert happening in Bangkok at the same time that she was in Bangkok. And she asked me how I got the tickets. And we kind of, you know, discussed a little bit of BTS, but it was so sweet. And then she made fun of me for having like a huge suitcase and staying in a hostel. Like, what are you doing? But of course, that suitcase was very handy because I had so much I was taking back, like so much shopping. So it came in handy, honestly. All in all, this whole solo trip to Bangkok taught me so much. It gave me an opportunity to understand myself when I am not in the context of the people that I have always lived with or grown up around, or in a comfort zone. It made me get in touch with who I am. And I rediscovered myself through the time that I spent alone, through the time I spent meeting new people as an adult in a foreign country. And most importantly, it gave me a community back home, because now those wonderful girls that I met on the plane and went to the concert with are now part of a WhatsApp group and community in Bangalore, and we can now do K-pop stuff together. And they may have already had friends who they could do all of this stuff with, but for me particularly, I found a community that I could resonate with and belong to. And I found an outlet to my K-pop craziness, which I am so, so grateful for. Which, if I had gone to Indonesia, may not have happened. And the funniest part of all of this is all of these girls met each other through different concerts they attended. So it's a concert group. And I think that's the most magical part of this entire thing. I went expecting nothing but came back with so much. And it's funny how that happens sometimes. Sometimes the most insignificant of things creates a domino effect that changes your life. And that morning, when I woke up to do ticketing for the concert and decided absolutely impromptu that I needed to try to get tickets for Bangkok as well, that created a domino effect that has now changed my life. So, I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble on about my trip to Bangkok and all the K-pop craziness that came with it. I had the time of my life, and I just hope that I get more and more opportunities for trips like these, because who knows what adventure will bring what into my life next. And I wish you all the same as well. I hope you have adventures that you never in your wildest dreams expected, and that it brings you the biggest joy and excitement you have ever experienced so far in your life. But with that, I will sign off, and I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye.